CGSF would like to suggest that the following program may use strong language and discuss topics that may be sensitive for those within earshot. Listener discretion is advised.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM CJSF Brazen.
One of my favorite subjects, actually. It's about merchandise and so forth, and how it keeps us all so desperately in line. The only way we can really vote about all this is to not spend our money on stupid shit.
All right. 60-minute stage dive here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I can't hear anything. Is that too loud?
No, it's good.
Okay, good. Yes, 60-minute stage dive here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting off the top of Burnaby Mountain. As always, CJSF broadcasts on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish territories. I read that out of order. Holy cow. This is also getting broadcast in... Oh, no, it's not. Because we're going to do it live. Dang. Yeah. Okay, I am so... Before I introduce who's on the mic, I am so fried. I just did a pre-record for Lethbridge. No, that's for here next week. Mm-hmm. And now I'm here doing this show. Oh, wait. That's the mic for you. I'm sorry. I don't know why that's mic two.
Oh, so you were speaking to your mic with nothing coming through?
No. My mic was live. Your mic wasn't live.
Okay. Well,
I'm joined by Dean. Yeah. Dean was here the other week. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So we decided to run it back because I am, God, really struggling to get through just everything right now. Okay. We listened to two songs there. The first song you heard was Merchandise by Fugazi. Now, before I speak out of my back end, is this new? Okay, this came out last year. So they've been putting old bootlegs up on Spotify now since last year. And that's really cool. Do you know much about Fugazi?
Not enough to talk on it.
That's okay. Are you familiar with their live archive?
No.
So it's really cool. They've basically had a website set up since like 2002 where you can like pay them $4 per live recording and they'll just send you like the bootleg. But like this is extensive, dude. Like I crap myself the first time I saw this because it's literally like every Fugazi show that could happen. Like all of these. And it starts in 87, which is like 3 years before the first album came out.
See, the thing is, as I was getting into Fugazi, it was like my ex-girlfriend introduced me to it, but it was like rough patch time. So like just as I was starting to get into it, then we broke up and then I was like, all right, I'm shelving that.
Well, at least you have a good reason to not listen to Fugazi. You know, some people are just uninitiated.
Right.
There you go. The other song, did I say that was the one from Washington in 87?
You did not.
All right. That's the recording of Merchandise from 87 in Washington. Check it out on streaming or whatever. I don't care. The next song you heard was Before Dishonor by Hatebreed. And I'm just realizing I didn't finish writing down the album name. Oh my gosh. Satisfaction is the death of desire. God. Okay. Cool. Where were we on Saturday night, Dean?
Where were we on Saturday night? I don't remember what we were doing. What do you mean? No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I thought that was like 2 weeks ago now. I'm sorry. I'm so tired too. We were at a rave.
It was sick.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Dude, what is the one thing you will remember from that rave going forward in life?
I will remember that although the set was great, the man who hit on me after was not.
I don't think we need to tell the story live on air, but it's funny. Do you want to?
I mean, it's funny.
Okay, well, go ahead, tell
it's
the story.
It's good. It's good radio.
It's great radio.
Yeah, okay, so it's like nearly like the end of the night, right? We just like got through like the first set. It's like stupid good.
Yeah.
And we're like well over into our second set. At this specific warehouse, there was like two different stages, and like the backstage was just like the better stage.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was nicer. The lighting was fucking... Ooh, sorry. the lighting was crazy. It was awesome. I'm so sorry. As soon as I started storytelling, it just comes out.
So we're at the backstage.
Okay. Yeah, we're at the backstage, and you know, I'm having a great time. I like lose sight of Jeremy for like probably like I want to say like 2 minutes. I know better than to look at any men around me, and there's a man who's looking at me, and I think, oh God, please don't come over here and talk to me. And he does. And he's like, you liking your night? And I was like, no. And I walked away. And then I tapped Jeremy on the shoulder. I'm like, that guy just hit on me. What the heck? And he turns and he's like, the DJ? And I turned and it was the DJ.
And it's funny because you didn't know it was the DJ because you couldn't see him.
No.
Because we were multiple rows back. Yeah, but I could see over everyone. And I was like, oh, it's a DJ. I turned around. Oh, it's a DJ. And then Dean goes, yeah, he just hit on me. I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Anyways, earlier in the night, I set the mood right for a rave by playing some Megadeth. And I needed to explore or show to Dean exactly how Dave Mustaine messed up the remix of Rust in Peace. Because he re-recorded all the vocals 14 years later after the album was released, and turns out he couldn't sing anymore.
Yeah.
So, all to say, the next song you're going to hear is Five Magics by Megadeth. It's a great, great, great song. If you don't like Megadeth, I don't care, because this song goes so hard. And Marty Friedman is like the greatest freaking guitar player of all time. And Dave Ellison's like the greatest bassist of all time in terms of metal. And then like friggin' Vic Mensa is like, I don't know if it's Mensa. That's a rapper. I feel really stupid now. Megadeth, drummer, Rust in Peace, Peach. Nick Mensa.
Hey!
Not Vic, but it's Nick. Close enough. Okay. Also, if you didn't realize, every song you're going to hear tonight is before the year 1999. I think that's cool. Okay. Where's my thing? Here we go. Here we go. I'm doing a radio. CJSF, CKXU. All right. Very nice.
Thank you.
CJSF 90.1 FM. It's a 60-minute stage dive. I want to apologize for all the bad language that just flew out. Dean and I got really excited in the booth here. I played the Megadeth song, and then Dean just turned to me and was like, you know what song gets me fired up on a Thursday night? Whiplash by Metallica. And I was like, yeah, it does, man, because what we're going to do is play the live version where they go faster. And then we played that, and he said the F word like a million times. And then I played Silent Scream by Slayer, and I see the explicit E beside it, but I don't even know where the bad word is in that song. So sorry. Whoops.
We're sorry.
I'm very sorry.
I'm less sorry.
Well, yeah, it's not your show, man. This isn't Bong Rips for Jesus. Everyone stay tuned for Bong Hits for Jesus coming soon in April to CJSF.
In April. It's very high hopes for that, I guess.
Can I guest on that show?
Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely. You and Grayson.
Not at the same time.
Pitch you against each other. Oh, God. Demo reel.
There's no shot you want baseball talk on your show.
I think I could, like, I could keep away from that.
Yeah, but then if you ask him anything else, he's, like, way smarter than me.
Yeah, that's like, so funny about it.
Yeah, like, he's, like, a philosophy guy.
No, because the thing is, I was telling Liz before that, like, when she was doing her demo reel, that she was thinking of doing, like, the, like, expert game where you give your friend a topic on something that they have to be an expert about.
Oh, yeah.
And they just have to make up a bunch of stuff about it.
Huh.
And I think it would be really, really funny to make you the expert and Grayson ask you questions.
Oh, no.
Think of how brilliant that would be.
I know.
That's radio. That
yeah,
is radio.
Yeah, it is really good radio. It is really good radio. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But, man, I don't know any. Like, I don't know what I'm an expert about.
But you're good on your feet.
I'm quick on my feet.
Yeah.
That's what 4 years of live radio will do to you. I can roll with the punches.
Yeah.
I can make topics out of anything. But when he looks at me and asks me, like, so Immanuel Kant, what was that guy's deal? I don't know. I read some of those papers even. I don't know. Like, God. Like, oh. Unless he asks me, hey, what kind of bass guitar was used on the LCD album that came out in 2005? I'd be like, yeah, I know.
Wow.
It was like $40 or something. There's like a funny story behind
it. It's a romantic question. Imagine if somebody came up to you and like asked you like hyper-specific questions about shit that, like, stuff that you know, like, that you know a lot about.
I can't. Okay, we... Dean, I love it. I love it so much. I'm so psyched.
This is constituted as dead air.
This is dead air. Okay, moving along. Grayson, shout out. Liz, shout out. Jason, shout out. Okay.
Yeah, shout out Jason.
I am
Wednesdays.
Sweating. Yeah, Machine of Girls.
Machine of Girl.
Check it out.
Machine of Girl.
Oh, is this?
I think it's just one girl.
One girl?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Awesome. Man, that was so man, what a great idea.
You
I gave
named
him.
It.
Again, this is getting back to like me being an expert on things. I don't remember what I say. I don't
I clearly don't either. Because